Welcome in. Today we're building a proper Dubwise Dub Siren for jungle and old school DNB vibes, using only stock devices in Ableton Live 12. Beginner friendly, but the end result is going to be tight and mix ready. Not that messy woo that eats the whole track. The big idea is a workflow I want you to remember as Titan. Because most beginner sirens aren't actually wrong in sound choice. They're wrong in control. Too long, too washy, too wide, too random in pitch. And then at 172 BPM it just clutters everything. So we're going to design the siren in context with drums, and we'll build two main performance controls. One knob for the siren speed, and one knob that tightens the whole sound like a system operator grabbing the controls mid-set. Alright, set up the context first. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175. Let's go with 172 BPM. Now drop in any jungle break or drum loop you like on an audio track. Doesn't matter which sample. Loop 8 bars. Quick coach note. Design sirens with the drums playing. If you design in solo, you'll always make it too bright, too wide, or too long, because there's nothing for your ear to push against. With the break looping, you'll instinctively shape it to fit the pocket. Now create the instrument. Make a new MIDI track and load Waveitable. We'll keep it simple and classic. In Waveitable, set oscillator 1 to a sine or triangle. This is the clean core. Leave oscillator 2 off for now. If you want a tiny bit of thickness, you can enable unison with two voices, but keep it subtle. We're not making a supersaw. We're making a siren that feels like it came out of a sound system. Now the amp envelope. Env1. Set attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 300 milliseconds. Sustain can sit at 0 dB or a touch lower, and release around 200 milliseconds for now. Don't stress. We're going to tighten it later with a macro. Now play a note around A2 to C3. That's a sweet spot where it reads like a siren, without going painfully whistle-y. Next we create the woo-woo. This is mostly pitch modulation. Go to LFO1 in Waveitable. Set the LFO shape to sine for that classic smooth movement. Turn sync on. Start the rate around 1/8 or 1/4. Now assign LFO1 to OSC1 pitch. Now, the depth. This is where the siren becomes recognizable. Set the pitch modulation to somewhere around +7 to +12 semitones. That gives you that classic interval feel. If you push it higher it can go more police, which can be cool. But for Dubwise Jungle we usually keep it musical and not too extreme. Your goal right now is a steady ooh-oh-ooh-oh-oh cycle that feels consistent and intentional. Before we add space, we shape the tone. After Waveitable, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope, the LP24. Start the cutoff around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. So, darker than you think. Add resonance around 20 to 35%. This resonance is what gives it that vocal low bite. Then add a little drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB, just to thicken it. Now add saturator after auto filter. Set the mode to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. This is a big vibe step. It stops sounding like a clean synth and starts sounding like it's being pushed through a box, like a real piece of gear in a room. Now let's add the dub echo, but we're going to do it in a way that stays tight. Add echo after saturator. Turn sync on. Set the time to 1/8 or 1/4. At 172 BPM, 1/8 is often perfect, because it rolls with the drums. Set feedback around 20 to 35%. Keep it controlled. We're not trying to create an ambient cloud. In jungle, the siren is usually a stab with a managed tail. In echo's filter section, set a high pass around 200 to 400 Hz so the repeats don't build mud. And set a low pass around 2 to 5 kHz so the repeats are darker, more dub. Modulation. Keep it really low, like 0 to 10%. Dry/wet around 10 to 25%. Subtle. In the groove. Now we make it mix ready. Dynamics and stereo control. Add a compressor after echo. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds so the front still pokes through a bit. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds so it recovers quickly at this tempo. Then lower the threshold until the loudest peaks get tamed, around 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction, when it really whoops. Then add utility at the very end. Set width down. Try 0% for mono. This is a huge old school move. Mono siren feels solid and in the center, and it won't do that modern EDM white thing that makes it feel weirdly weak in a DNB mix. Then use utility gain to set the level so it sits with the drums. The siren is punctuation, not the lead. Quick coaching tip here, use the one-lane stereo rule. Either your siren is mono and your drums can be wide, or your siren is slightly wide but then keep the drums tighter. Beginners widen everything and then nothing feels solid down the middle. Now we build the secret sauce. The Titan Macro Rack. Select the whole chain, from wave eatable through utility, and group it into an instrument rack. That's seed MD or Control plus G. Click map to enter macro mapping. We're going to make two macros, plus an optional third. Macro 1. Name it Siren Rate. Macro 2. Name it Titan. Optional Macro 3. Name it Dub Send. If you want direct control of Echo Dry / Wet. Map Macro 1 first. Click the LFO 1 rate in Wave Eatable and map it to Siren Rate. Set the macro range to musical synced values, roughly 1/16 up to 1/2. Now you can perform the speed like a proper operator. Slow for the intro, faster into fills. Now Macro 2. Titan. This is the multi-map. This one knob is going to make the siren go from loose and dubby to short, punchy, and pocket perfect. First, map Wave Eatable's amp release to Titan. Set the range so loose is about 250 milliseconds, and tight is about 40 milliseconds. Second, map echo feedback to Titan. Set the range so loose is about 35%, and tight is about 12%. Third, map autofilter cutoff to Titan. This part is slightly counterintuitive but super useful. Tight often means darker, because brightness plus long tail equals clutter. So set loose to something like 3 to 5 kHz, and tight to around 1 to 2 kHz. Fourth, map the compressor threshold to tighten. Set it so when you tighten, you get more compression. That clamps the peaks and makes the stab feel controlled instead of spiky. Now exit map mode and actually play with that knob while the drums loop. Turn tighten down and you'll hear the siren open up. Longer release, more feedback, brighter. Turn tighten up and it becomes a short, dark, punchy stab that sits inside 170 BPM without stepping on the brake. That is the whole point of the lesson. Now let's make it musical and not random. Pick a key note. If your track is in a minor, make the bass note A2. This is the number one thing that separates fun siren from amateur siren. Even though it's a siren, it still lives in the tune. Avoid random transpositions unless you know they fit. If you want variation, use notes that make sense, like the root and the fifth. So in a minor, and E. Or root and minor third, and C for that classic darker mood. Now let's program some jungle placements so it actually sounds like a record. Create a one-bar MIDI clip. Idea A. Offbeat stab. Put a short note on the end of beat 2, and another on the end of beat 4. Keep the notes short, like a 16th or an 8th. Turn tighten up so it behaves like punctuation. Idea B. Transition call at the end of 8 bars. On bar 8, do 2 quick hits, like 2 8th notes, then a slightly longer one, like a quarter note, and let the echo speak into silence. Automate siren rate to get faster through bars 7 to 8, then snap it back right at the drop. That snapback is a classic hype move. Idea C. Ragga style answer phrase. One hit in bar 3 is a call, and 2 hits in bar 4 is the answer, maybe on a slightly higher note. That gives it intention, like it's talking. Arrangement-wise, here's where it tends to work best. In the intro, keep it sparse. One hit here and there while the drums are filtered. Pre-drop, automate siren rate up and maybe add a tiny bit more echo dry / wet, but don't go crazy. On the drop, keep it tight and mono. Use it as punctuation. And in fills, you can do little 16th note bursts right before a snare hit, but be careful. Never mask the snare. The snare is sacred in jungle. One really old school pocket trick. Place the siren just after the snare, not exactly on it. So if the snare hits on 2 and 4, try your siren at about 2.3 and 4.3, slightly late. It reads like a human on a desk, not a quantized synth. Now, common mistakes to avoid as you tweak. If your echo feedback is too high, it turns into a cloudy mess and fights the brakes. If your siren is too wide, it feels modern and weak in the center. Go mono and feel the difference. If your pitch is random, it'll sound wrong even if the tone is sick. And if your release is too long, it will clutter everything at this tempo. When in doubt, shorten release first, then reduce feedback, then compress. A couple of extra pro style checks. First, design at a moderate loudness so it feels exciting. Then turn your monitoring level down and see if the siren still reads. If it disappears at low volume, it's probably too bright and thin, or too wide. You want a mid-range call that still speaks quietly. Second, think in roles. In old jungle, the siren is usually one of three jobs. Punctuation, transition signal, or crowd control. That means less is more. If you spam it every bar, it stops feeling special. Now a few optional variations if you want to push it, still stock only. If you want a fast fill trick, make a panic macro. Map LFO rate again to a new macro, and set it to jump between two useful values, like 1/8 and 1/16. Now you can snap into faster chatter for a fill. If you want a super consistent one-shot siren, go into Waveedable's LFO mode and set it to trigger, so every note restarts the movement. Use a ramp or triangle shape instead of sine. Now each note is a predictable wee-oh-oh instead of a free-running cycle. Very sampled era vibe. If you want a bit more horn character, turn on oscillator 2, choose a brighter or squarish wave, keep the level low, and attune slightly. Then revisit the auto filter cutoff and resonance because it'll speak more. And if the siren is clouding your break, do a quick safety EQ move, add EQ 8 before echo and high pass around 150 to 300 Hz by ear. You'll keep the character but leave space for kick and bass. Alright, mini practice exercise to lock it in. Build the rack exactly as we did. Make an 8-bar drum loop. Program 5 siren hits total across 8 bars, and force yourself to be restrained. For example, bar 2 1 short hit, bar 4 2 short hits, bar 8 1 longer hit into silence and let the echo finish the sentence. Automate siren rate slowly faster from bars 7 to 8. Then automate tighten so it clamps hard right at the drop moment. Finally, bounce a quick 16-bar idea and listen at low volume. Ask yourself, can I hear every siren hit clearly? Do any repeats overlap the snare in an ugly way? And does turning Titan feel like a real performance control, not just more or less effect?